Okay. I had said that this week I would try to go through some of the halacha lemaisa applications of what we learned last week. Last week we learned sifches, and the words of the Ramah, leimahani and badak harayv el tzarf livdek kulam da'avamiya teshkiach. The Ramah's chumra that on amir amatzoi you're mechuyev to check every piece of product and check for bugs. That's of course a din de rabbanan, and atari go basarayv. And the Gra says kamaisha amarnu le'alrei simin lametes, which is the chiyuv to check the lungs of animals, which comes from the same makar. The question of how to apply this is a tremendous difference between hechsher organizations, except that because hechsherim are a commercial enterprise, no hechsher organization is going to publicly make a statement that we're more makel than everybody else, because then people are going to see them as an inferior hechsher organization. And therefore there's a lot of pastoring which takes place in general regarding hechsherim. It's a tremendous amount of pastoring, which is... hopefully helps. To the detriment of their share.
But have a lot of product out
there. There are some areas where things, most areas, things are fine, and there's a uniform standard. It's not that way when it comes to B'dikas Teloim. And without knocking anybody, I just would like to try to explain some of the differences. And I have to tell you, my intention had been to take. To go online and take off the online the guidelines of the different hechsherim. Unfortunately, it's either my lack of expertise or the fact that they don't post. I don't know which one it is. The actual halacha standards. Now, they post the bottom line, but not how they get there and what things are dependent on. So, I'm going to try to just show you a couple of the differences and the individual products. I would like eventually to bring in. Someone who's an expert in the individual products. There are some excellent video clips of these creatures, especially on strawberries. When I was here, we had last year in May a meeting down here of representatives of about I think 13 hechsher organizations were here to come up with a uniform standard regarding the strawberries. So I was not here for the entire meeting. I was here for I had to go to yeshiva and give shir, but I was here for about an hour of it, and I did see a video clip. It's incredible how these creatures know how to disguise themselves. And there's a clip of, you know, strawberry is red. It's got the green dots on the face of the strawberry. There's a creature, the color of those dots, who crawls around the dot and sort of settles himself into the niche between the dot and the fruit. And they have a video clip of it. When it crawls across the red, you see it clearly. But as soon as it settles into its bed, you can't see it at all. And so when it gets to that, I would like to do it then.
The OK has Let's, a website.
They do have?
Videos on the OK website.
Are they on video? Okay, I can ask you a favor to get them.
That's the video, not the...
Of the creatures as well. Okay. It could be the others do too, and that I'm not... I don't know how to travel the internet. I don't have internet access at home. And yeshiva, I went online and I typed in bugs and I didn't really get what I thought I would get. We have to see siftes, and then I would like to discuss the union of sfek sfek. Siftes avar ubishel toich yud beis chaydish b'loy b'dika. Somebody was over and he cooked within 12 months. And we said last week that a creature after 12 months is nimuach, and the creature in a vegetable is nimuach. It's not considered to be existent anymore. If the 12 months did not pass, and we're chayshish for creatures inside, im yachal livdaik baidik, if it's possible to do a bedika, so Shulchan Aruch says you should still do a bedika, if possible. And im lav mutter, if not, it's mutter. Now this line is the big line in halacha. This is the Rashba Svek Sveika. That if something is cooked, you have a svek sveka. Suffik, if there was ever a bug. And a suffik, I feel like there was a bug. Maybe it was nimuach in the cooking. Now, in nintzuk tzas b'kedera, Even if afterwards you find some insects in the pot, mashlichan va'echel hashar. You throw it out and you eat whatever remains. Kein lecha pri she'en by shishim neged, tama te'lasha b'seichai. Every fruit has 60 times the bugs in it, we hope. V'yesh mishaymer dehani mili shenimsa ela echad ha'beis. Avol gimel ha'dalet ha'kala. So once you find three or four, it's not called a svek sveker anymore. It becomes muzik b'teloim. And muzik b'teloim, the cooking doesn't help. Again, the crucial hesber, and you'll see that this is very negeh l'halacha, is we said the first yediyah in bugs is that there's muzik b'teloim, miyura matzui, and miyachayna matzui. Muzik b'teloim means that more than 50% of the product has teloim, that's an issa deraisa. Miyura matzui, Mishkanes Yaakov said, is over 10%, and over 10% is an issa derabanan. Now, if you see the bug, to eat it is nisid ha'raisa, but it means to eat the product, being saimach, that there's no bug, is the nisid rabba. Under 10%, that's a miyut she'ein ha'matzoi, and a person's allowed l'chatchilah to take it. The rajbas kula is only by a miyut ha'matzoi. When you have a miyut ha'matzoi, that's a suffix. So it's a svek sveka. Suffix, is there a bug? I feel in Salima that there is a bug, maybe it was nimuach in cooking. But if it's muzik b'teloim, if you have broccoli, which is muzik b'teloim, which is more than 50%, once it's muzik b'teloim, the cooking is only one suffik, and cooking is not a heter. You can't eat a broccoli, a cooked broccoli, just because you'll be samech was nimuach, because it's only one suffik. This shita here in the Shulchan Aruch says, if after cooking you find gimel dalet teloim, so that's muzik b'teloim, that's a chazaka by teloim, and since there's a chazaka, therefore, the whole thing is awesome.
Just in Imavra, if you did it, if somebody cooked it, we're talking about where it's a meat amatsu.
Yeah.
Then to anybody to eat it is lechatchila.
Okay, so we have to know if you cook something that you should have checked. Someone, Avra Bishel. What happens if he cooks? He cooks cabbage. You really should check the cabbage. Could you go to your aunt's house and she has cabbage is a perfect example. She serves her halupches. And you can only eat it because of assuming, if she checks, she checks. But let's say you have a lot of older European people who grew up here in America in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, were the years in which they learned the halacha. So they don't know anything about checking. Are you allowed to eat the cabbage? Or do we put a knas of Eimavat Lislachatchila, and if you do, it's awesome. Now, let's make a Svek Sveika Lachatchila. So, yeah. Oh, so we're going to discuss that in a minute. We'll see that in the handouts I gave. We'll see in a moment. One second, we'll go one thing at a time. So Avar Bishel of Shlomo Zalman writes that if somebody was not Avar Bishel B'mezid, they think it's mutter. Well, he writes, if they have a kind of a hechsher that's not makben on bugs, and you feel that hechsher is wrong, but they're makel. Says that if the manufacturer or the restaurant is samech on his Rav HaMachsher, so even though Rav HaMachsher is incorrect in our view, but we're not going to counsel somebody who went past the standards of his hechsher. This is what Rav Shlomo Zalman writes to Rav Schwab in that tshuva about Mir HaMotzer. So it's a kula, and that's what he writes, that there's no knas. I just finished the Ramal, although it's not so nagaya. Dafa machel di efshel l'sananai. We're talking about something that can be strained. L'hasim imenu atalon. U'meyashu huzik b'talon kula yasim. Something that's muzik b'talon, so if you find three or four that's called muzik b'talon, it's asim. Avolim efshel l'sananai, maver misham atalon manim tzayim sham, asham mutter. Something that can be strained, very few such things, that can be strained. Commercial things that can be strained are strained, you know, usually. And anyway, the halacha is that it's muti. You see from the Ramaz Lashin that he holds three or four is called muzik b'teloim. Now, this is the psak of the Ramah. The shach of tes, you turn back, it starts on the bottom of the first side. Zelishayin harajba, imyacha livdayk baydeh. If it's possible to check, you check. Vim lav, yirali shemuta. Hala mahadava daima. What's it similar to? Lubazay, v'natul b'nei mayim shal behema. A zeif came and took the stomach of an animal before you could check it. Safik ha'yisham rechesh. Safik if there was a bug, I lie him. Tim Sulaim ha'yisham animuach in his bat. Vafel pisham ru beria ena b'teila. Even though we have a rule of beria is not bottle. Lo yamru ela beria shalema. That's only if the beria is complete. Avol mechuya b'teila. But once the beria is incomplete, it's nimuach, it's bottle. Lafika. Kol sheyesh b'shnei sveikis. Afilu b'isatayra hocha b'ilohakel. Even though this is a shayla v'deraisa, once there are two sveikis, you make a akan l'shain of the Rajma, the cost of isa v'heta. This is crucial. Sham saif din gimel dahainu shaloi hulzik. Pirish b'stam. That's not hulziku b'taloim. B'stam. Avo pratiim b'medina shahulziku b'kach. Have a vadai v'loi safik. Not sure what pratiim means individual products or something that's hulzik b'taloim. Then this Rajma does not apply. So that, as I said earlier, if you have products like broccoli, which are muzik v'teloyim, so these things, the cooking is not an eitzah. Now, this is the Rashi. We discussed this Rashi from the beginning of the Siman. I mentioned it many times because of the fact that the Rashba is crucial to all these halachis. And the Shai point out to the Shach, who says that that that's only Amir HaMotzi, it's not a muzik v'teloyim. Now, we will discuss it. There's a Pnei Yeshua and Suvah Staff test, the famous Pnei Yeshua. The Taisa says that you need each suffix should be a suffix hashakel. That you, if there's Raiv, it's not a Svek Sveka. That's the Taisa on Daf Tesa Med Aleph and Suvah. The Pnei Yeshua is Matmiya. He says, what's the Svara of Svek Sveka? The whole Svara is, like the Rajba, is that you have Raiv. If one suffix makes it 50-50, so even if the second suffix doesn't make it 50-50, even if the second suffix is a 1% chance, it makes it rive that it's good. For example, the Tysis example of a child, Uber, a Kayan, Ashes Kayan, who's pregnant, is allowed to go, according to these Paiskim, into a Pesach Varis, because of a Svek Svek. Maybe the baby's a Zachar, maybe in a Keva. Even if it's a zachar, maybe it's a nafel. Maybe it won't survive. So there, the second suffix is not a suffix hashakel. And Tosis makes a svek svek out of it. I believe it's based on a Gemara in Yavamis. So Akoponim, the Pnei Yeshua is matmiya. Paiskim mentioned suffix hashakel, the Pnei Yeshua is matmiya. We will see this discussion in the Taz and in the Kudus HaKesef on Sif Yud. There's a famous Maisa HaTaz, which we'll learn the next time. Now, I just want to point out to you about infestation being rampant. The Shach and Lamed just talks about the fact that is it so certain that the bugs are less than a 60th in the cooked product? You know, he says, is it so vadai? That it's, apparently, they and these bugs are quite small.
It added to the volume.
Apparently, they had quite a significant amount of insects. What? Yeah, okay. I'm just saying that there were.
Okay.
Now,
what?
If it's more than a 60, your wife will throw it out a long time before. What? Muzik is right. Muzik means right. Muzik v'tilo means is right.
The lesson of the mechaber in Darkim Leslie,
is that
considered? Is that the lesson of the mechaber? Darkim Leslie, is that
it's hard to know, but the Ramos is clearly talking about Mir Ramos. It's hard to know because one of the Mechaber.
Because the text is clearly. When I was just saying, it's not talking about that. It's
well, that's what he said. The Rashi was talking about. I said Shach. I don't know anybody arguing the Shach. Yeah.
Excuse me. The concepts are the same, but the infestation situations obviously vary from place to country. To country. For instance, the Rashi cross, I suggest maybe it's in Spain. Close to Eretz Israel, the Mediterranean, and then maybe it's more rampant than it is here, than this kind of climate here. I know in Eretz Israel today we...
I understand it changes not only according to the country, but according to the season, and that is no question. Just there are people who say that the bug tumble are all new things, and Klal Yisrael is never chayshish, I'm just telling you they were. Matter of fact, a very interesting detail, as I've gotten Yud Zayin, which hopefully we'll do next week on Sif Yud, And the Gavir Segershuni brings it happened in another community where Erev Yom Tif they had to aser all of the bread and all of the cake and these things happen.
Were they really talking about bugs, which the Rav was talking about, where you need a video clip and you can't see it because they camouflage?
Oh, you can see it, but they camouflage themselves.
Okay, but what they were talking about?
Well, the bugs on strawberries, they definitely were talking about. They're easily noticeable, except that they hide. Now, when they're not hiding, they're easily seeable, and there's no question. The bugs in the water, I can hear a debate because it's just hard to see them. But these bugs, as soon... my wife always checked lettuce. I was Mektanei Yamuna 25 years ago that there are bugs in lettuce. My wife always checked by the sun and everything. I told her, what are you looking for? So she said, look. I said, I don't see anything. She said, watch. She nudged it with her fingernail and started crawling. Once it's crawled, you saw it. But the bugs are the same color as the... many of the bugs are the same color as the product. And once they start crawling, you can see that they're there. Doesn't make sense. The same bug on a black surface is treif and on a green surface.
Why did Kosh Baruch make the bugs to be so camouflaged? If you look at it,
make it
so that we should sit here on Sunday morning and no one's falling asleep. This, you know, it's not like learning, Hatshef Shmeitze. Everyone's awake when it comes to bugs. As I'd like first to read the OU's Daf HaKashrus. Now, I admit this is from 2001. Mitzias may change, but the halacha doesn't change in 7 years. And maybe 17 years.
No,
but,
it's
2001.
Yeah, based on 2000.
Oh, this is based December 2000. Okay. All right, I'd like to read, we'll stop by reading everything, but afterwards we'll skim a little bit. What I'd like to highlight for you is this article, now from the Star K, which has a totally different shita in checking for insects. Rav Heinemann, who's a Goyin Otzum, and I don't, every time I have a meeting and he's there, I always go over to him, I have two or three shilas, and he's very quick to it, and I'm not, no aspiration, no hesitation in his Kayach HaPsak. But I'm just trying to illustrate a difference between Heksher organizations and their attitudes to it. Towards it. Now, if you'll ask as a consumer, I believe every organization will say that they hold to the, quote, strictest standards, unquote. And, but you have to realize, in any area of Heksher, it takes a lot. The bottom line is the person standing there in the store or in the place. You know, you can make all kinds of speeches. The bottom line is the quality of the person you have and how much pressure you put on him to do things that are painstaking and... he knows no one will ever know. He's going through leaves. You know, if he goes through a little quicker, a little slower, no one will ever know. The attitude of the organization very often has to do with how carefully it's done, especially in restaurants and hotels. And there's no question that there is there's a difference between the organizations in their level of seriousness with which they take the problem. Now, I only have I found that all kashrus current from 92. It's also not fair to quote from 92, but I do have a little bit from online current. And I'd like, we should learn, but Derech Limud, to learn the two approaches. Now, first here in the OU's Daf HaKashrus, a miyot hamatzui. If a type of vegetable contains a miyot hamatzui of bugs, the vegetable cannot be eaten unless it's cleaned or checked. See, Shulchan Aruch Harma 84.8, that's Sifches. The OU follows the opinion of the Mishkan Es Yaakov, that 10% invitation level is considered a miyot hamatzui. Others hold 6.67 infestation levels considered a miyot hamatzui.
How do you define 10%? Like 10 letters?
We'll get to that in a minute. Rabelski does not subscribe to the school of thought which quantifies miyot hamatzui with fixed numbers. Instead, he favors the more subjective measure of which vegetables are, quote, commonly infested. Shevet Alevi has a similar opinion. They don't indicate if this is a chumra or a kula. It's a little hard to know. As I said, I think the 10% number is generally the accepted number in kashrus. Now, there are two methods of calculating whether a vegetable does or does not have 10% infestation. And here, anybody who learns could see right away that there's mokim lefakfek. Now, halacha doesn't give us clear guidelines, not in the number of 10%, and not how to check. The Mishkan Es Yaakov, who said 10%, it's talking about treifus in animals. So there it's easy. Every animal has one set of lungs or one set of kidneys. Wherever there's a problem, so 10% means one animal out of 10 animals. There's no problem. The question here is how to do it with bugs. There are two methods of calculating whether the vegetable does or does not have 10% infestation. Product. 10 heads of lettuce, 10 containers of blueberries, it doesn't say what size container, are checked. And if one or more bugs are found, the batch is rejected. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yashiv, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and I believe this is the Tshuva to Rav Schwab, I mentioned. Rabowski accepted
this. One is found in the
10. One out of 10 means 10%.
Means one bug in 10,
out of 10 units is already a problem.
That's very strict.
That's quite strict. One out of 10 products. Now the other shita, what? No, if you find one out of 10, it's a miramotzi. We don't need mosik. It's also a miramotzi. It's not cool. Why do you have to have one mosik? You don't need.
But he says they reject
it in 10 heads. You need a miramotzi. This is a miramotzi.
But why would you say a container, what size container of blueberry? And why is it one head of lettuce, not a case of lettuce?
Why is it a head of lettuce, not a case of lettuce? This is a difficulty.
At what point do you draw
the line? Rav Shlomo Zalman writes the following. Rav Schwab asked if you can go by serving. B is serving. Okay, 10 servings of lettuce or blueberries are checked. If one or more bugs are found, the batch is rejected. This is the opinion of Schachter, who reasons that a vegetable is permitted if 9 out of 10 people eating it will not eat a bug. It goes by the number of people eating from it. Generally, there's little practical difference between any of the aforementioned opinion. Most types of vegetables either clearly do or do not contain a mir amati of bugs according to all opinions. In case of experimenters, though, your position is spoiled based on the consensus of its paiskim, which means they're not telling you which shita they follow. I just want to answer why go by heads of lettuce? Why by heads of lettuce? Why not by boxes or train loads of lettuce? So the answer to that is that Rav Shlomo Zalman writes the following. He says it can't go by serving, because if so, if a housewife has a product that's infested, so she'll decide, I'll only serve one leaf per meal, and then it'll be mutter. One leaf per meal is okay. Or two leaves, she'll just go under the level where it's a tenth. He says, not mistaver, sheichlenu kima kima. Every time you have bugs, just eat it a little bit at a time, and it becomes mutter. So he holds there has to be an objective standard, which is not subject to each individual case where people are serving. Now, by animals, you go by each animal. There are 10 animals, and one is a trefa. And therefore, he understands to go by 10 heads of lettuce. Yeah. Now, but cases of blueberries are a little harder, because you have big containers, small containers.
How could 10 servings be not practical difference than 10
heads? Because the mitzvah is that either it's infested or it's not infested. What they're saying is that it's rare that you're going to have someplace between 10 and 20% or 10 and 25%. It's usual that
how
either it'll be...
The question is this, how many servings...
That's the key.
I'll leave the mathematics up to you. I'll tell you that Rabbi Blumenkrantz in his book writes the same thing, that there's a little practical difference because Lamaisa, there's no... I don't know if he just took it
from here.
Four servings in a head, that means there's a practical difference between 40 and between 10% and 40%. 40% is very close to right. So really what they're saying is no difference between the medium lusty and
white. I missed something.
I understand your question. I don't know the answer.
Are these live bugs or dead bugs?
There's no difference, live, dead or alive.
Because usually when they let us, always there's something dead on it.
No, we're not talking about bugs.
There's no difference if it's dead or alive. It's all the same.
We're talking about a bug that came out of
any bug is awesome, but we're not talking about bugs that came from your house. The statue won't find in 10%. Most of us. So you have to therefore find out what the mitzvah is.
And how saying I know somebody who says she works at the hospital.
What?
Because
you have to be in touch with people who have expertise in the issue. I don't know. What we do in Kila is the products which. There are certain products which there's nothing to check. Cauliflower, broccoli, we've never seen a piece of broccoli without a bug. It always has. Again, everything I tell you is secondhand. I don't have firsthand experience, but the people in our office who check tell us the broccoli always has bugs, and the cauliflower always has bugs. There are a number of products which every single one is going to have bugs. It doesn't matter winter, summer, what you check. Now, the issue with things like lettuce, we, over the years, have been checking winter crop and summer crop with a log. I mean, in the office, there's a log of the checking of it. Romaine lettuce are off the shelf are generally problematic. Regular lettuce varies. And the Dole lettuce, without the Asher in the pack, it varies very often. Sometimes you find, sometimes you don't find. The way to really know, that what I've told people, is that lettuce comes with two Asherim. Sometimes with the KAJ, sometimes without the KAJ. Generally, with the KAJ is a stricter standard. And without the KAJ is a very lenient standard. The names there are names you don't recognize for good reason. Because they had to find people who give Hashem on it. And they're not the better known organizations. Except that the Star K has a more lenient approach. And very often you will see the Star K on the Dole. I don't know if Dole always has it. But they have a more lenient approach, as we'll see momentarily. And that's part of what the issue is. Now, yeah, Fresh Express, I don't know, we don't... see, there's a difference in Hasher and what they use. The same thing with the broccoli. There's a brand, Golden Flow Broccoli, which has a few Hasher. I don't know if it's related to the milk company or not. But a lot of the Hasher, the frozen, a lot of Hasher, including Kehillah, do not use Golden Flow broccoli. It's not like Bodek. The Bodek frozen is superior. And the Golden Flow, again, it could depend on season to season. I don't know what this winter was like. I didn't ask. But I know that as of last summer, we were not using the Golden Flow broccoli because when we tested it, it didn't seem to meet the standards that they profess. Bodek frozen broccoli was always considered to be... they made recalls in the past. But their standards are the standards, really, and generally it's good.
Is that frozen? Or is that
the frozen, broccoli, Bodek frozen. I can't answer that. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know if it's because it freezes or because... I don't want to say what I don't know. I only know second.
It says that it comes from the area that there's not... Okay.
Now, let's just look... No, you have to check. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. You can't cook.
There's a difference between frozen broccoli and fresh
broccoli.
Bodek doesn't have fresh broccoli.
So there's no difference.
There may be a difference in the stems and the
vines.
All right, let's. I'm talking about the whole broccoli. Muzik b'tzeloyim. Number five, if more than 50% of the serving of a product has bugs, then four is less than mira matzah. It's available. I skipped it deliberately. Muzik b'tilam. More than 50% of a serving product have bugs, then the product is muzik b'tilam. It's an issur d'oraisa to eat it. If the vegetables are muzik b'tilam, one should not use them, even if they're included in a gourmet bag, but should also not protest those who do. It appears to be unclear. If the vegetables are only infested at miramatzi level, they may be used in gourmet bags. These are the vegetable bags that many people use for the chicken soup, for the, parsley and dill. Yeah. We put it in a bag and we cook it in the chicken soup that way. And the bug doesn't get out through the bag and the taste does. And then we throw the bag away. I think this is the common way that
these
things are done.
Most of the time you should not use it. You should not use the
chachila. He's saying that if it's a muzik b'tilam, you should not. If it's mira matzah, you may.
No.
That's what he's saying.
Dill is not muzik b'tilam?
Dill? I can't answer you. If it's muzik b'tilam, mira matzah, I don't know.
We're talking about buying stuff and eating in places, commercial stuff. But if a yachid, like Moshe Rabbeinu, he's got his own broccoli, and he knows there are bugs there. Could he check his own broccoli and get every bug out? Is he allowed to do
that? Halacha is, of course you're allowed to check. I don't know if it's possible to check broccoli.
You know, his broccoli,
the florets of the broccoli, I don't know. I don't think, I don't know, maybe it is. Again, I don't, think it's possible.
We eat places and we buy, but theoretically, if it's in his own garden, he doesn't take every bug out.
A person could check for bugs, there's no problem.
Fresh broccoli and
very, very difficult to check for broccoli. If you're not experienced, it's very, very hard.
If you're not experienced, you won't find.
If you're not experienced, you won't find. Just turn over. You can read the whole thing on your own time. I would like just to touch base. On the other side, I circled to number 14 and number 17. It is bitalis l'chatchila for someone to puree an infested vegetable until there are no berries left.
Infested meaning?
Meaning, well, the question is, does he mean musik or does he mean even amir amatzoi? Well, what it's said here in the Shulchan Aruch is avaru bishul. He's talking about the way we understand about amir amatzoi. So avaru bishul means that l'chatchila, a person's not allowed to do it even with amir amatzoi. We cannot certify bitalis l'chatchila even if the company is owned by non-Jews. Rather, the company must clean the vegetables or purchase produce which is not infested. Now, this is Ramesh's Chiddush, which in America all the Hechsherim follow. Ramesh was asked, if you go to a Goyish company and you make things there, many of the Hechsherim, Pashkas doesn't own a single candy factory, they make it elsewhere under their label. There's no Jewish pretzel factory, all pretzels, as far as I know, are made in the same place in Pennsylvania, National Pretzel Company. As a matter of fact, sometimes the outside box will say National Pretzel Company on it. And everyone makes it there. Now, it's made by Goyim. Then the Yid buys it. If during the production something gets ruined, the Jew doesn't pay for it. If they're in the middle of making Pashkes Winkies and it gets destroyed in the machinery, Pashkes doesn't have to pay for it. That means it still belongs to the guy. So someone asked Ramesha, why do we have to kasher plants? It's such an expense and a tircha to kasher a plant. Let's go to the plant Monday morning and let the goyim make it. Goyim are allowed to cook in a keli in a binyamai. There's no is on a goy to cook treif. Let them cook it. Once the goy finishes cooking it, it's kasher because it's cooked in a in a binyamai. And then I could buy it from them and there's no problem. This was asked of Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe said that you're right. Technically, it's so. Aval mechur adavar, to give a hechsher on the treifa machinery, he calls it mechur adavar. And this has been accepted by all of the hechsherim organizations that we use, at least in America. All have this standard that when it's made for a Jew, it has the same halachis of bitl chatchilo, keli ne ben yaymai, as if it was made by a Jew. And that's why, even if the guy is mevatel, they no hechsher is given. In 17, there is an exception to the previous few points. If companies cannot possibly clean or check the vegetable in question on the scale necessary for commercial production, all right, I could check every piece of lettuce. Can Dole check every piece of lettuce? And if it's not possible to purchase clean produce, then... So then we're going to be meikel if two conditions. If the level of infestation is mir amatzi, and the vegetables are cooked, sieved, or thickened in a manner which may be merasic the berries, then we may certify the product, assuming the company is not cooking just to satisfy this requirement. What he's saying is, with sif tes, is that ovar ubishul, you can be samach on a svek seika, kol shasatcha kediyevedami. Anytime it's difficult to do something, has the same din as a bediyeved, and because it's difficult, because it's difficult to be able to check properly it's impossible for a plant of that size to check properly. So therefore, Van Mekel with the Rajbas Kula, which is a Mir Amotzi, uncooked, or in any which way, cooked or sieved, in any way which is Mirasika, which makes it a Svek Sveka, then they're Mekel. So, what? Midafis Nishesen. So that's the old question. If whether something which is a Hefsa Merubah for the producer is called a Hefsa Merubah for the individuals. I once read to you a Pesachei Tshuva in Hilchos Treifas who talked about if a butcher has meat and there's a Hefsa Merubah selling the meat, whether anybody could buy it. Difference of opinion. And what should I tell you? This is what he says. This is one of the things that Rabbi Blumenkranz complained about all the years. That what does it mean you can't check it? The same amount of manpower per head it takes to check on a small scale, it takes the same amount of manpower on a large scale. It's not that you can't, it's that they're not willing to.
It's not cost efficient.
So this is one of his complaints about this policy. But Lamai said there is a halacha, the kol shasat chaki di evidami. And that's what they're saying.
Is it for the consumer lechatchila then?
They're saying that it is. Once it's bottle, it's bottle. First it is, because Rosh Hashanah Zalman said that if there's soymach on a Rav HaMasher who's matir, even if Rav should make a mistake,
but
there's no knas.
The answer served it to you.
No, because the whole thing is a knas. No, he's talking about a manufacturer. The whole thing is a knas. B, if the level of a station is muzik b'talayim, and the vegetables are cooked, sieved, or thickened, in the manner which definitely is morassic all the berries. So there, it's vade morosik. Now it's mutter, because the berry is bottle. And we don't have shish. We do have shishim against the berries. So then, we may certify the product, assuming the company is not modifying the level of sieving, which it is doing just to satisfy the requirement. You're not allowed to do a bit l'chatchila. They're being semech on the taz, by raglei devarim. That if you do things, the raglei devarim was mamish this case, honey, which was muzik, that it had pieces of teloim in it. And when you cook the honey, it's bottle, it's melted, and it becomes mutter. So if a guy cooks the honey, there's no shayla. It's mutter. If a yid cooks the honey, and we're considering a guy doing it for a Jewish company to be the same, or for a hechsher to be the same as a Jew doing it. So the Taz said that it's mutter because your kavana is not for bittel, and that is an adequate, that's a heter. So these are the two coolest in 17, which they are saimachan. Yes.
Rebbe, I want to ask a general question. If something is muchzik b'talayim and you do a vegetable wash on it, does that remove it from the muchzik b'talayim?
Right, so this is a difficult shayla. If I take, there are two parts to your question. One question is, if it's a mira matzui, I do a wash and I knock it under mira matzui, is that a heter? That's one of the issues. In other words, I have bugs in the vegetables. I'll do a wash. You'll still find occasional bugs. But till now it was 20%. Now it's 5%. Is that a heter?
I think so, some of the salad dishes, you have to put it through under a...
You have to wash
water,
it.
But you don't have to check.
Right. Because they're telling you that it may have... It left our plant clean. They may, in traveling, have picked up some guests, and therefore you have to rinse it. Those creatures which come later are not so tight here, too.
They're not tight.
No, so what is Bodek broccoli? What is the din of Bodek broccoli? That started off, it's Mursik. And now Bodek broccoli, what is the din of Bodek broccoli?
I can't answer you because I don't know. I'm afraid to talk about a product that I don't know. That's why I'm playing it safe. I'm reading to you from what the OU printed and what the Starcade printed, and then I'm safe. No one can have a time just reading the words. And you can still have a time, but...
Well, the fact
what?
Is that...
Ari Spiro's quality K.
Yeah.
I asked him, why is... this question came up with my classes. I asked, why is freezing different? So he said, when they freeze the broccoli, there's a truck in the field where they scrub the broccoli. There's a certain process. And therefore, now he said, Rav Haiman...
So why do they have to freeze them? Why don't you just sell us on frozen?
Because they're not going to do it normally. It's only for frozen, I tell you. They don't spread it.
Okay.
So he said, Rav Haiman is not that Sephine anymore. He's clearing. Whereas even he was Sephine lately, and Bodek, etc. Now he's... Okay.
All right, what they're clearing, I don't know. And what someone told you that someone else is clearing is also, it's not too good to say over Barabbas, really.
But in other words, they're reducing the muzik to make
okay. All right. I'll tell you something else. There are a lot of bugs. Bugs go through stages. There's an egg stage where they're not visible. And with time, the eggs hatch and they become worms. If you freeze it, the eggs are not going to hatch anymore. So in the few weeks that something is moved around, worms could become worms by hatching and coming out. It may be that in the frozen that doesn't happen. Now again, I'm reluctant to say anything. Everything is secondhand. I prefer to read to you. I wanted to try to show how different places have different attitudes in these matters. And Dika, we want to know is what are the coolest that the Saimachan. So the OU, we see here this cooler that they have, that if it's a mira matzli and it's cooked, then assuming it's not cooked just to be mevatlit, the semech on sifches on the srek sveika, and that is a cooler of the OU. And the second one, even if it's mosif etalam, if it's vade nisrasik, that's the same heter as the ragli devarim and devash. Those are the two coolers which they use. The mifakfikin argue that what does it mean? You can't check it. You could check it. They say the Ramaz Lashon was Tzarech Livdei Kulam Davamir Ramatzi. They say check everyone. That's the taina that that the Mefakvi can have.
But doesn't help if it's a Tzarek.
So you have the Taz. Ramosh is not arguing with the Taz. And if you're cooking it not to be Marasik it, the Taz is talking about a Yid, then you have that Kulam.
But it's a Vada.
Yeah. Even if it's a Vada, the Taz. The Taz is talking about the Vashu, Ragli, the Vayun. Question is more, why do you need a Shasat Chak for it? It's a Taz. That's the bigger question. But, the argument of whether it's proper to knock a mi'at hamotzi below a mi'at hamotzi is today an ongoing disagreement, because the situation in Uruguay with the with the stomachs of the cows, which have a trephis issue. Hakol Moedim, I say Hakol, I only spoke firsthand to two organizations, to the nearby Tarav, who gives the hechsher for Ali, and to the OU, which gives a hechsher, they have the shtempel really on both Ali and Aaron's. And they both said that the fact is, it's a mira motzui for the animals there to have this trephis issue, to have the piercing of the stomach to relieve the animal. Whether you hold it's a trephis issue is a separate thing, but the kashrus organizations are treating it as a trephis issue. But there's no question that most of the time it's recognizable. You can see the scar. If it was a wound that was done in the field, you can definitely see the scar. Even if it was done with a syringe or with a needle, most of the time you could see it. The Tayanim against them claim that they're knocking a mi'at hamotzi down to a mi'at she'ein hamotzi, and that's not adequate. Once it's a mi'at hamotzi, tzarech livdai kol what's the lashon? Tzarech livdai kulam. It's not good enough. That's part of the ongoing argument. Now, I asked the nearby Tarav to send me a copy of his what he wrote on the topic. He emailed it to me. Again, I went online. I was not able to download it. I don't know if it's because the computer is not powerful enough to download what he sent. It was sent. If anybody here, I'll give you my email address and I'll tell you how to download it. If you can download it for me, I'd appreciate it. Somebody last week said he would try. He was apparently unsuccessful. So maybe I'll have him send it again to someone else if someone gives me an address. But it's an ongoing discussion, and I hope still not. I don't like to say over, even b'yachid, certainly not b'rabim, things that people say. You hear people say. I don't like it. Because what people say is usually missing something. And therefore, I feel so much more comfortable just reading to you. I know you're capable of reading on your own, but at least to highlight a difference. I'm reading to you now two things from the Star K, two coolists from the Star K. Those of you who have to go to 10 o'clock Shiurim elsewhere, I'm sorry to hold you. If you want to go, you can go. There are two coolists. One is from 92. This may have changed, but the Star K in general has chidushim. They have one paisik with Rav Heinemann, who's an Adam Gadol. There's no question; you can rely on him. But it's a different standard than the other hefsherim. And in general, they have a number of kulas. The original kula in 92, and again, I'm reading it to you because it's hard to understand from where this was coming. But this article deals with apparently. All types of vegetables that have insect problems. Our own experiments and those of others convinced us that although insects have been found through inspection, not all frozen broccoli, spinach, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and the like are infested with insects. The same is true for fresh vegetables such as cabbage and lettuce. We have a suffix whether insects are there or not. Now, it's a suffix. Why does a suffix help you? A suffix is vita, a suffix deraisa, l'chumra. Why does a suffix help? So he says, no. In the case where it's a mi'at hamotzi, that's an issa d'rabbanan. And furthermore, even by musik v'tilayim, where it's not recognizable, it's an issa rizalt beria. Beria is also an issa d'rabbanan. So therefore, I really should read the whole article. It's not fair to read part, but still, let me read to you. They have in summary at the end. The rule that a complete entity, a beria, defies nullification, which means a beria is not batal, is a rule designed by rabbinic ordinance. It's a drabana. Therefore, since our experimentation and research have shown that not all vegetables have these insects, we can say we're dealing with a bona fide doubt or suffix. Since the question of whether bittul applies to a whole insect, a beria is drabana, the halacha permits us to take a lenient position, maintain that we have no problem with an insect in a cluster vegetable. What is a cluster vegetable? He writes earlier, cluster vegetable, i.e. is broccoli. Cluster vegetables, for example, broccoli and cauliflower, both fresh and frozen. He says, that we consider it a suffix, whether there's a barrier in the cauliflower and the broccoli, and hayais, it's impossible to check it, as I told you earlier. He writes, it's virtually impossible to detect the aphids, mites, or other insects by looking at them carefully, because the insects are combined in the clusters, florets, and crevices. The only way to become aware of the existence of these insects is that these vegetables are soaked, and we wait until they detach themselves from the crevices where they dwell. Since you cannot naturally, until some artificial means are employed, you can use the 160th rule and consider them bottled. Then they become a barrier. And because they become a barrier, it's a suffix to Rabbanon Lekula. So again, he's saying two kulas. He's saying, regarding he's saying, first of all, that broccoli and cauliflower, it's only a suffix if they have bugs. And secondly, even though a suffix would still be a suffix deraisa to l'chumra, but in a place where it's not, you can't see them except by artificial means. You can't see them. So there it's only a shayla of a barrier. Barrier is a drabana. So that is suffix drabana lakula. That's what they say. And therefore, a proper procedure would be to thoroughly rinse all vegetables in running water, to examine them visually from the outside. And once it comes, no further checking is required. This is basically the approach as of 1992. I admit I don't have the more recent. He says the Vadakasha discussed the visual leading halachic authorities who share our views. They don't say which place can hold of this and don't. But these are two kulis that there are many mefakfikin in 92. A, is it a suffix? Is it a suffix? It appears to us that every head of broccoli has insects. And B, is it true that it's called einai nikar because you have to put it in soapy water and agitate it in order to see them? He calls that artificial means, and it's not necessary, and therefore it's batel. Is that emes or it's not emes? I don't say one way or the other. But these are issues on which there are or were mitzvahs. Back in the 90s, I asked Rav Heidemann about this article. I said, what do you mean it's a suffix? We see it everywhere. So he told me then it could be that the crops we get in Baltimore come from different fields than you get in New York. By us, it's only a suffix. That's what he had told me at the time, which may still be true, may then be true. I have no idea. But this is one kula. It's bottle because you can't recognize it. If you can't recognize it, it's bottle. He's talking about fresh. He's talking about fresh. If it's cooked, then we would employ fresh. He's saying it's a suffix. Suffix, so. Suffix to Rabbanan, because it's a barrier. Mir HaMotzui still requires bedika. Yes, so he's saying that's when it's shy to check it. When it's not shy to check it, then it's a suffix to Rabbanan. When it's shy to check it, it's a suffix to Raisa. I mean, the Rabbanan were geyser now. It's music. But that's what he said. Now that's one kula. Again, I don't say that today he holds of it, but I say, maybe it's not fair to say, but you have to know that there's a different attitude issue in many Aksharim and how seriously they take these issues. And I don't know. The second kula, it's late, let me just finish. The second Star K kula, and this is I'm reading from a current download from Checking Vegetables. They don't go through the lumdis online, which is makes sense. They're talking about romaine lettuce. Romaine lettuce, as far as we see here, is off the shelf, is definitely mulzik b'teloim. And if you consider each head definitely has some teloim. Here, chazaka check. There are two ways, two methods to eat romaine lettuce. One method, leaf-by-leaf inspection. Separate the leaves, soak in water, make a complete leaf-by-leaf inspection. Wash off any insects prior to use. Oh, click here to watch our lettuce checking tutorial video. So they do have a good video for it. And check here. Click here to list all our insect checking videos. Oh. Does anybody know how to download these videos from online? Yeah, so it would be nice to bring it. Now that part, everyone agrees with. Here comes the second one. B, chazaka check for large volumes of leafy vegetables. This is obviously not in the home. You don't buy 10 heads of vegetables, but in the store. Throw out outer leaves. You're throwing out the outer leaves, you're knocking down the incidence of bugs. Separate leaves of three heads of vegetables. Do not wash leaves. Check the three heads leaf by leaf. If one bug is found in the test heads, all the produce in the consignment must be checked leaf by leaf. If no bugs are found, The rest of the shipment does not require checking, may be used after pulling off the outer leaves of the head of the remaining consignment. In other words, you check the three heads. If the three heads are good, then it's muzik she'ain sham teilayim. So that's a kula which does not say in Shulchan Aruch. The Dake Tshuva brings this kula in the name of Reb Shlomo Kluger. Reb Shlomo Kluger is only meikel if it's EF Shebinyan Acher. If you can't do it any other way, then they're meikel.
That includes
Lumdis, I'm a hesitate to say. Let me just finish. Fresh broccoli. Again, their method of fresh broccoli, wash florets thoroughly under a strong stream of water, agitate florets in a white bowl, examine to water to see if it's insect-free. If it's insect-free, you may use the vegetable. If insects are found, you may redo this procedure up to three times in total. If there are still any insects, the whole batch must be discarded. This is their system. I don't have pikpukim on it. I have no expertise. But it's not the system that, as far as I know, any of the other... Most of the other Hechsher organizations use. Generally, we accept that it's impossible to check the broccoli, and we don't accept broccoli unless it's the frozen, which is not Mugzif et Talon. But this is a kula. I'm not saying it to knock anybody. I'm just telling you, this is their mahalach, which is a kula. The others don't hold. So this is a difference between the two, and that's why I'm pushing off the questions. And basically, again, I'm just trying to educate you into the fact that there is a difference between Hechsherim. There are areas in which the OU is more makel than the Chassidish Hechsherim. Many areas. There are areas in which people call me about restaurants under this and this Hechsher. I tell them it's a real Hechsher. But they're Seinach on the pilot light Hechsher for Bishol, Heta for Bishol Akum. It's not a Chatchila. So, do you want to go into such a restaurant? So that's the question. You know, we learned Hilchas Bishol Akum. The Heta, the pilot light, was lit by a Yid, is only a Shasat Chak Heta. Similarly, Rav Heinemann has a Chiddush in Bishol Akum, that the light bulb was put in by a Yid, since the light bulb gives some heat, you know, I'm talking about in the walk-in ovens, the light bulb gives some heat, so it's the same as throwing in a piece of wood, and that therefore it's not Bishul Akum. Now, Rav Heinemann is a guy in Otzum. He's entitled to it, but most Paiskim disagree with it. I had asked Rav David Feinstein when the Heta first came out. He said, how can you rely on a light bulb? The whole reason of a Yid throws in a kesem, its mutter, is based on perception. That a Yid has a Yad Boy, the whole chashash of... socializing doesn't apply when there's a perception that a Yid has a chelik. Does that help? Does that help for a light bulb? I don't know. So there are heterim. There are differences of opinion. To his credit, Rav Heinemann writes at the end that he's only talking for the Kostake is talking for themselves. We urge our readers to consult their local rabbi Rav Amar Arav for his opinion. And you know, everybody has his own. The article is not intended to give halachic opinion for every place in the United States, and certainly not outside the United States. You know, it's his opinion. Now, Kolzaman, you're talking about a Hechsher in Baltimore, I understand. But the Hechsherim now are across the country, and therefore there are differences in numerous areas in Hechsherim. Most areas not. There are differences. The Uruguay meet now is a typical example. Hechsherim now are struggling with what to do with Uruguay meat, and there's one other meat issue which is on the table, which the Hechsherim are struggling with. And now, what's going to end up happening? Hopefully, there should be a consensus, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure.